Okay, we're going to continue, says Hashem. And we are in Shir HaShirim, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Dalid, and we are in the second Pirish, we're on page Resh Lamed Beis in the Pirish of the Gra. This was the Yainasi B'chagvei HaSela B'seisa Madrega Arinias Maraich Hashminias Koylech Ki Koylech Arev Amarech Nave. We spoke Barichos last week about this was at Kriyas Yamsuf, and Hashem said, show me Amuna, sing a Shira. And the last thing we talked about last week was that Hashem said that when I'm able to hear you sing the Shira after all the emotions of Kriyas Yamsuf, I'll know ki lubavcha l'kayim es ha-Torah, that you have that ability to be able to learn Torah under all circumstances. Now, in the second Pirish here, so the Gra says that Hashminias Koylech or Harinias Maraich is going on Maisim Tovim, and Hashminias Koylech is going on Limud HaTorah or Kiyum HaTorah, Isak HaTorah. So in the middle of the paragraph there he says, Ki Eitzel Torah Shayach Shmiya Veitzel Maisim Riyah. That when it comes to Torah, we have the Lashon of Shmiya, and when it comes to Maisim, to actions, Maisim Tovim, we talk about Harini, we talk about seeing things. So he says, "V'ukemashmaishakasav hazayir al pasuk leimar." I'm sorry, al pasuk leimar lasurim tzu, but lasher b'choishech higalu. So he says, the Zayir Hakadosh says on this pasuk, which is in Yeshaya, that it says, "We say to the asurim, those who are imprisoned or tied up or locked up, tzu go out." But lasher b'choishech, and those that are in the dark, higalu, be redeemed or go into exile from the dark. So what does that mean? So we'll see what the Gra says here, and then we'll point out the three or four other places that the Gaon talks about this pasuk. Ki kemoisha tvua hi beklipasai uvemoitz v'doshin oisa umoitzianas oisa mimasara klipa shalom. So when you have grain is in the klipa, it's in its shell. So the first thing, it's like locked up in its shell. So the first thing you have to do is you have to crack it out of its jail. You got to crack the klipa and get the kernels out. So first thing is maitzina say mimasara klipa shalom. It's locked up in the jail. V'achar kach adayin hiyenavara. But even though you get it out, it's still not pure that you're able to make it and grind it into pure flour. Machmatz hamoitz. It has the other stuff there. V'zayraisos. That's why you winnow it beruach. Benasa yafa ubara. So it's two stages. First, you got to get it out of the masar, out of the jail, out of where it's locked up. And even once it's out, now you could start doing things with it, but it's not yet ready for its potential. You have to then make it yafa ubara. Kachu inyan ba'adam. Says the guy, that's how it is with a person. Kishuhu asr bimasar hayetzahara. When a person is locked up, he's tied up by the Yetzahara. B'tchilo tzorich lotzis mitachas yad Yetzahara. The first thing is, he has to get out of that jail. You have to be out of the control of the Yetzahara. V'ze al yidei maisim toivim. And through maisim toivim, a person is able to break his way out. Achadayin enei bo mekoyma harishan. But he's not yet holding el mekoyma harishan, meaning the pure neshama, the neshama that was back to its tahara at shiyila ar taira. You're not holding yet yafa ubara until you get to the ar hatayra, and that's the pshat and the pasuk of zeh shomar shakasuv lemar lasurim tzu. First, you got to get out of the jail. V'yachar kach lasher b'choishech higalu. That's the ar hatayra which will light up the person's life. V'chein kan hayu b'chagvei asela u'v'seiser hamadrego beis dargin hanal hashmini v'harini neger beis hanal. So says the Gaon, over here also Klal Yisrael were on two levels. There was the level of being held hostage by the Yetzer Hara, and then there's the level of going up and being also not being in the Chayshech, and therefore we have two Lashainais. Hashem says, Hashmini es koylech, Harini es marayach, Hashmini es koylech, Harini is keneged the maisim toivim, and Hashmini is keneged the Torah. These are these two levels. Now in other places, the Gra is masbid this a little bit more, and fits it more into the Lashon over here, because the Lashon of Lasurim and Lasher b'choishech. So the Gra says, In Mishlei, for example, he says there's two types of Yetzer Hara, Loser Mehashem. The first one, he says, is that the Yetzer Hara comes with a regilus. In other words, a person becomes accustomed, meaning a person knows that certain things are Oser. However, his taivas get the best of him. And we say, the Gemara says, Kevin Shavar Aveira Nasaloi Keheter. Person knows it's wrong, but he has a taiva. He has a taiva to do it. What happens after that first taiva? Nasaloi Keheter. It becomes like mutter. Well, the Gemara says, Nasaloi Keheter. Nasaloi doesn't become mutter. It means once you start a regilus, even though you know it's wrong, it becomes very hard to break out of that regilus. You can't, because the Yetzirah captured you in the taiva of what you're doing, and you can't get out of it, even if you know that this is not the right thing to do. The second type of Yetzirah is where a person can't see clearly what's right and wrong. The Yetzirah makes it that he doesn't even realize that this is something wrong. He's not able to see. He's in the dark. That's the lashon of the darkness. Like the Mesil Shasharim talks about this in the beginning as well. Person's in dark. He doesn't know where to go. So the Gra says, and over that in Mishle he says it like that. And again, he says the same mashal with the kernels of wheat that you have to break out. In Aderes Eliyahu and Devarim, he says that's pshat in the pasuk Lev Tahar Berali Alekim Veruach Nachin Chadesh Bekirbi. So Lev Tahar, Hashem create this pure Lev, and then Eruach Nachin Chadesh Bekirbi. So says the Gra again over there the same pshat. He says the pasuk telling us over here. He brings our pasuk of. Lamer la surim tzu and v'lasher b'choyshech higalu. So he says, what's pshat lev tahar? Lev tahar means that I know something's wrong. I have a lev tame. What does it mean I have a lev tame? What does it mean I have a lev tame? He says, a person who knows something's wrong, but he can't hold back from his taivas, and he continues machmas taivas tavas liboy. His heart has these desires, and he can't hold back. He's stuck in the shackles of his heart. That's called a leiv tame, Rachman Alitzan, he writes. It's called a leiv tame, because you know it's wrong, and yet your heart is pulling you to do it. That's number one. So that's Lev Tar Birali Alekim. Rabbi Yisham, get me out of that. I don't want to be withheld by my Lev Tameh. I want to have a Lev Tar that's leading me in the proper direction. I don't want to be the one who's shackled by my Taivas. Viruach Nachin Chadesh Bekirbi. That's the second type of Yetzirah, that a person doesn't even realize he's doing something wrong. The Yetzirah shows him that this thing is totally mutter, that this thing is something that he can't see clearly right and wrong, and he thinks it's right. So that's a ruach of something that is crooked. When you see things incorrectly, you're seeing it in a crooked way. That's a ruach ives, ike, shuvisaltol. Things are totally twisted. So he says to the Rabbanu Shalom, viruach nachoin chadesh bekirbi. I want to be able to see things clearly, so I don't have that problem. That's the asurim tzu, v'lasher b'choyshech igalu. The asurim is, we know it's wrong, we're locked up, but the second one is b'choyshech, we're in the darkness. That's the pshat. Also, v'tahir libeinu la'avdecha be'emes. Two different things. There's v'tahir libeinu. That's the first one. La'avdecha be'emes. Emes is the truth. We want to see things truthfully. Again, there's always two type of yetzaharas that we have to be aware of. And he says that's why the Torah always says, you see in Yeshua numerous times, chazak ve'emats. What are the two l'shaynes? Chazak means I should be strong and not be controlled by the yetzahara. And then ve'emot, I'm sorry, the other way around. Chazak is backwards here. He says, chazak means I should know the straight road. I should be strong enough to know what's right and what's wrong. Ve'emot is going back to the heart, that the person, his heart, which leads him, machmas taiva, ve'emot, he should be able to strengthen himself, not to go and give into it. So that is, and in other places, he goes into this. So those are the two l'shaynas, over here.
Can it fit the other way also?
It could. That's why I thought it was that way. But he says, the Lashon is, Lashon Chazak, Liyos Chazak, V'lecholosh Baruchai, Sheyavchin Derech HaYashar. I don't know why he says one over the other, which way it goes. I don't know. He says it again, just one more place. He says it because it's kedai. We come across these things. These are all things. Leiv tar. We always talk about tar li beinu chazak ve'amatz. And we're going to say also in. We're going to say, it says over there, Al kein yoimru ha-moishlim boyu cheshboin, tibane v'sikainen. So the Gemara says, Al kein yoimru ha-moishlim, elu ha-moishlim b'yitzram. Those who are moishel b'yitzram. Again, the same idea. Your yetzer is not the one who's supposed to control you. You're supposed to control your yetzahara. That's the first. So,
follow the same formula, but... It's like we're moving the
right, moving the shackles,
and then the ultimate emes means that that's the
right. That's the that's correct. Right, correct. So he says, "Al ken yomer amoishlim elu amoishlim biyitzram." Means first you got to get out of the shackles of the Yetzirah, and then it says, "Boyu cheshbain." Now start making cheshbainai shel olam, the Gemara says. Hefsid mitzvah keneged tzchara. That means you have to clarify what's right and what's wrong. That's the second level of clarifying what's right and what's wrong. So first, like the Gaon says, you got to break out of the shackles of the mites, and then that's not enough. It's one thing to get out. Now you still have to see if you're still in the dark. You got to figure out what's right and what's wrong. So those are the two levels here, the Gaon says, in all different places, and he's telling us here as well, that Hashminias Kailech, Harinias Marech, Hashminias Kailech, that's talking about the two levels, the levels of Maisim Toivim, and the levels of Esek HaTorah, because again, what is being mechadish to us here, which he doesn't seem to say, I don't see it, in the other places, or he says a couple other places, but he's being mechadish to us here, that the first thing is you get out of the Yetzirah, that's through Maisim Toivim. You want to break out of your Taivis that are leading you in the wrong way, you got to start accustoming yourself to do things correctly. Do Maisim Toivim. If you want to then, want to know, to learn, have clarity, what's right and what's wrong, that you need the Or HaTorah. The Or HaTorah is what gives the person clarity. That's what he said by us. The first thing is to get out of the Yad Yetzirah, Ayidei Maisim Toivim. But to get to the clarity, that you need the Or HaTorah. So those are the two levels here that we're talking about. Right. Okay.
Reish Lamed Zayin, second paragraph.
Yeah, he says over there, so at the end, yeah.
What is that?
Which?
Shib Sifri's Oxford. What is that?
Where are you?
Oxford. The first word, first.
Oh, it was a Ksav Yad. It was a manuscript that is in the Oxford library. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they have a lot of old manuscripts there. So Rav Brevda had many of these manuscripts, or at least copies of them, and that's how he went through, especially here in Shir HaShirim. Like we mentioned, that's why it's Pirush Aleph and Pirush Beis, and a lot of the printers put both Purushim together. They totally jumbled everything together, and that's why a lot of the old prints of the Gaon and Shir HaShirim, it's almost impossible to understand, as we see, Pirush Aleph and Pirush Beis are similar but not the same, and sometimes even different, and that's where the problems begin. Yeah. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Tezvov. Echazu lanu shualim, shualim ketanim, mechablim keramim, uchramenu smadar. So what does Rashi say on that? So Rashi says, echazu lanu shualim, so in the Gaon, this is going to be on page Reish Lamed Tes, but Rashi says, Shama Kodesh Baruch Hu es Kailam. This is Klal Yisrael saying by Kriyas Yamsuf, grab the Shualim, grab the faxes. We're saying to Hashem, Shualim Ketanim, the small ones. Mechablim Kramim, those who have destroyed our vineyards, Uchramenu Smadar, and when our vineyards were even small grapes. So says Rashi, we said to Hashem, grab onto these faxes. Ushatvum, Hashem listened, and he commanded the Yam to wash them away. That's echzulanu ashualim halalu hakatanim imagdoilim. Not only the small foxes, but the big ones as well, says Rashi, because even the small ones mermechablim es hakramim. What's this talking about? We're talking about in Mitzrayim, not only was the gzeira to kill the boys, but we know, says Rashi, that when a bas Yisrael gave birth to a zachar, she would hide him in the house, and the Mitzrayim would come, and they would look for them. And they would bring another baby there, and the baby, there's different midrashim, some say cry, Rashi brings down the baby, would start talking, and the other baby would answer, the hidden baby would answer, and they would know that there's a baby there, and throw him into the yar. So that is how even the children of the Mitzrayim were involved in the whole thing. So that's why we said, not just the Shualim, Shualim Ketanim, everybody is guilty here. B'lama karay say shualim. So Rashi says, why do we call them foxes? Ma hashual hazeh mabit lefanois la'achrov livroyach. A fox, wherever he goes, is always looking behind him to see where he could escape to. He's always looking for an escape route. And we're going to talk about this in the Gaon more about Barichas. But Rashi says, so Mitzrayim also, right away, when things start getting hot, they said, Anusa, we got to run. They're looking around. We got to run somewhere. So that's why we're looking at them as foxes, because they didn't stay to fight us. Adarabba, they were looking for a way out. They said, Ki Hashem Nilchom, Mitzrayim, we got to get out of here. That's why they're called a fox. So now let's see the Gra. Says the Gra, and he says, Pirish achar kach ishkev Hashem amachre Mitzrayim, vayom vayosar vayomer Mitzrayim anusa. Same thing, after this, after the Kriyas Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at Machre Mitzrayim, and he did all that he did to them, and they said, we got to get out of here. So va'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'malachei Asharis. This is a little different than Rashi. Rashi sounds like we said to Hashem, grab the Shualim. The guy says, Hashem told the Malachei Asharis, Tafsu es ha-shu'alim, grab the foxes. V'dima yisal n'shu'alim, why are they called the fox? Shederech ha-shu'al k'shu'u roidif. The shu'al, when he's chasing after someone, v'achar kach k'sh'aroyesh ha-misgabrim olav, ho'ypich panav livroyach. When he sees that he's starting to lose, so then he starts to run. He doesn't stay to fight. Kach ha-yu mitzrim k'sh'arod v'es Yisrael. We're going to go fight them. We're going to take 600,000 chariots. We're going to go Korach and Mitzrayim. Vayichazek, we're going. All of a sudden, the minute things got a little too hot, the Ribbono Shel Olam's fighting, we're out of here. We're not staying around for the fight. So let's pause here for a second. Pause here for a second, because this is a very insightful thing that the Gra is telling us what a shul is. Because we find, the Mishnah Masech Davis tells us, Hevi zonov la'arayis, valti roish l'shualim. Better to be a tail to a lion, than to be the head of the shualim. And the Taisvus Yantiv over there on the Mishnah asks the question, Bishlam arayis, the king of the jungle is the lion, that's understand, and arayis. But why did we pick for the low down animal? We're saying don't be a roish to something. It sounds like there's extremes. Be the zonov. If you're part of the lions, that's royalty. That's the strong things. That's the big things. That's the chashuv things. That I understand. Be a zonov for that. Valti roish. I would say don't be a roish for a cockroach. I don't know. Pick an animal, a rat, a sheretz. Why punkt a shul? So that's the Taisus Yantav asked the question. He says, over on the bottom of Reish Mem, he brings up a shualim, v'adi yesh chayis p'chusus mehem, v'loma him shobohem. That's what he's asking. So the Taisus Yantav, he says, the Taisus Yantav gives many tarutzim. But Revda always used to say this. Revda always used to say this, Tanad Velio, that you find in many different mishalim in Chazal, that the Ari and the Shual are the opposites of each other. And he used to say, and this is where it starts off. The first siman in Shulchan Aruch says, "Yisgaber koari lamid ba'boiker la'avodas barei." Should be a gibor koari, be strong like a lion. Zok de Taz, right there. Iker gvura kineged yitzahara. Sha'amru ezu gibor hakivish es yitzray. What does it mean to be a gibor? It was this week's avos. This week's, last week's. Where were we? Dalad hay above last week's, right? So. Ezo gibor hakayvish es yitzray, ikur gvuras kenegi yitzahara. Zok de Taz va'omar ko'ari, the Taz was bothered, Reb Revdu say, why the Ari? Is the Ari the strongest animal in the jungle? He's not necessarily. There are stronger animals. So if you want to say be a gibor like the elephant, I think, is stronger. Or the stronger ones. Why do we always pick an Ari?
Isn't the king of the jungle?
But not the gibor. But we're saying ezu gibor yizgaber koari. If it's the gvura, why are we picking that? So zok de taz, because tevo hari asher ein lo yira mishum birya. And ari has this thing to it that it never stands down from a fight. It may not be the strongest, but if there's a conflict, it's not afraid. It goes in as if it's going to win. It may not be the strongest, but if there is a fight, if there's something that's going to happen, they're not going to back down. He's going to fight down to the end. And he brings a pasuk in Yeshaya. This is all the Taz. The Yetzer Hara is stronger than us. That's given. Yetzirah is stronger than a person. So you're telling me I should be a geber like, so if you tell me be a geber like an elephant, so you're telling me I could be stronger than the Yetzirah. But that's not true. There's no such thing. Yetzirah is stronger than a person. So you tell me he's gaber kwari. That means you always have to not be afraid of fighting even if he's stronger. That's the teva of the Ari. The Ari will go into a fight. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu Siyata Deshmaya kicks in there. When a person is willing to go in and not back down against the Yetzirah, even though he's stronger, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps him. That's the Imole HaKadosh Baruch. It says every day the Yetzirah starts up with a person. Imole HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrai Ein Yachaloi. Zoktim Mesil Sisharim at the end over there, and right in the beginning, he says at the end of Parak Aleph or whatever, he says, so 1 second, so who does HaKadosh Baruch Hu help? If nobody could really win over the Yetzirah, so who does he help? So Mizrach Sham says, the one who goes in and does his best and puts up the best fight that he could and doesn't back down, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him. That's the Ari. The Ari goes in, he stares down the Yetzirah. He stares him down. Lefi Zeh, so it comes out that the shul is mamish pum fakert. What does the shul do? The shul, the minute that things get out, he runs. That's the Ari and the shul are mamish opposites from each other. The Ari is not afraid of staying in the fight, and the shul is the opposite. He's going to go. The minute something's a little too hard for him, he runs the other way. That's what we say. Shualim hilchu bai. Shualim, these are the ones who are not willing to fight anything. And that was really a simon for Klal Yisrael. When we talk about Churban Beis Hamikdash, Klal Yisrael, unbeliever Yetzaharas, Avidazara, Gilarayish, Vichazdamim. They were cowards. They couldn't stand up against it. They didn't. The Nevi'im were talking to them. Nevi'im came. Millions of Nevi'im came to them. They ignored them. They didn't want to listen to them. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to describe, you want to know why Churban Beis HaMikdash happened? Go look what's going on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shualim Hilchu Bo'i. The Shualim there. That's supposed to teach us. We didn't stand up connected the Yetzirah. We had that ability to stand up the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was a fire. It was like an Aish. That's why it says the Gemara in Yuma says when they killed the Yetzirah, the Shechta, the Yetzirah came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, a fiery lion came out. It was an Aish. But there was an antidote to that, and that was Nevuah. Nevuah, the Yechezkel Navi describes the Nevuah of him like a raging fire. It was Aish Keneged Aish. The Gaon says that the day the Shechta, the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was the same day as Batla Nevuah. That's the day we lost the Nevuah. Because it was Zeh Keneged Zeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always gives Bechira in this world. It's always Zeh Keneged Zeh. There's always an antidote to everything. And therefore, if there's going to be Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, there has to be Nevuah to combat it. If we Shech the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, says the Gra, so then what's going to happen? You're going to have Nevuah, which is the Tzad HaToiv, without an equal Tzad Hara. It can't be. There'll be no Bechira left. We'll just be everyone doing the right thing. So you have to get rid of Nevuah. It was Chisaron. We lost things because of it. That we weren't able to stand up to the Yetzirah is a Chisaron. Not Sheknesses HaGdayla said there's no choice here. If we don't take care of this Yetzirah, Klal Yisrael is going to be finished. So they chose the lesser of the two evils to get rid of it. It wasn't a Mila, really. It was because we couldn't withstand the test. There's always Zelu Mazeh. That was the Shualim Hilchuboy. You didn't stand up. You had the tools to do it. Hashem gives Bechira. There's always Bechira. And that's always just, you know, we talked about this other times. When you put things into perspective, when you look at Navi, and you put things into perspective, and you read, especially in Melachim, you see everyone, Klai Yisrael saying, Avodah Zarah, say what's going on over there. I mean, well, we could see how crazy it is. Well, why couldn't they see it? And the Torah says, because what's reported to us in the Navi is only the thing that went wrong. We don't get the whole circumstance. Nevuah is not, and the story of Nevi'im is not everything that happened to Klal Yisrael. How many times does it say, and the rest of them, Halei b'sei for divra hayamim, le whatever, le malchi Yisrael, le malchi Yehuda. These were written down, le hayra for Klal Yisrael, for Dairis. Nevuah tzricha le Dairis, the Gemara says. Gemara says there were Nevi'im, kiflayim ki yaitim mitzrayim. We have the ones who are tzricha le Dairis. All the Nevuahs we have are things for us to learn from. So it was written in a way that we have to learn from it. But you don't get the full picture. The same thing the other way around. In Mitzrayim, the Chazon Ish writes this in a letter. In Mitzrayim, all the Nisim of the Makkos. How is 80% of Klal Yisrael still not believing in a Geula? How is this happening? The Teretz is, says the Chazon Ish, if there was such open Nisim like Makkos, there had to be a Yetzirah that was connected that. Again, if not, there wouldn't be Bechira. So we never truly get the picture of what was going on. We never get that picture. Now, just to point out something very important, we're going off on a little tangent here, but if you think about it, it's hard, a little hard to understand here. A nevuah tzricha l'dayros, that's what was written. Most of those nevuahs that were written, that were tzricha l'dayros, were written down by Anshe Knesset HaGdayla, Yecheskel and Treyasar, a lot at least, the stories of Malachim are written earlier, but a lot of those nevuahs, we talked about by Megillas Esther, they were written in Eretz Yisrael, in Bava Basra, the Gemara says, because Kisvei Kodesh have to be written in Eretz Yisrael, by who? By the Anshe Knesset HaGdayla. The same Anshe Knesset HaGdayla, that when they came back to Eretz Yisrael, they got rid of the Eitz Ahara of Avodah Zarah. So slow down. They got rid of the Eitz Ahara of Avodah Zarah, and yet they're writing down all of these nevuahs, Hatzarech L'dayrais, about Avodah Zarah. Everything, all Navi's filled with Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah. And he told me, those are the ones that Tzrich L'dayrais. You just shechted the Eitz Ahara of Avodah Zarah. What's it needed for? Well, we can't relate to that. The Teretz is because we have to relate it on our level of Yetzirah, whether it's the Yetzirah of Kfira that's in the world. The Mefarshim say that the day the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah was destroyed, a new Yetzirah called Kfira and Apikorsis came into the world. Till that time, there was no such thing as no one believing in a higher power. Everyone believed in a higher power. Wrong higher powers, but the incorrect one or the wrong, but they believed in it. All of a sudden, Yavon, the whole Yavon at the beginning of Second Beis HaMikdash, who didn't believe in anything, that was a brand new Chiddush to the world. They believed in only what we see. Aristotle, Ramban says, Aristoi HaRasha, he only believed if he could touch it, feel it, and see it, it exists. Anything after that doesn't exist, the Ramban writes. Where'd that all come from? That was a result because there's always got to be Bechira in the world. There has to be something, if we can't stand up to the Yetzirah of Avodah Zarah, there still has to be something on the other side, just like you lost the Nevuah, but there's now got to be something also that replaces it, because there's always got to be zelu mazeh. So when we read about these the nevuahs that talk about avodah zarah, that avodah zarah they shechted, but we have to apply it to what applies in our days as well, and realize that one second, the same way it wasn't obvious to them because there was a zelu mazeh, and we're only seeing highlighted the terrible avodah zarah that they were doing. We have to look at our own lives and see also that, like we said before, we're b'chayshech. We don't know which is the derech ishara. We don't know what's right and what's wrong. Why? Because there's a zelu mazeh. There's a lack of clarity. There's always that's what, always going on in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has that. So that is the Yizgaber Ko'ari. Yes, the Yetzirah is stronger than you. Torah is stronger than you. However, if you're in it and never going to look him down, you're never going to back down from the fight, that's where the Siyata Dishmaya kicks in. Let's do a drop more here in the Gain. Va'amar echzulanu, kiparei chata l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Yisrael. Echzulanu. So what did Hashem say to the Malachim? Grab for us, for both of us. Meaning, not just for Klal Yisrael, it's for me too. Because Parei was chayti against Hashem. Sh'amar lo yadati es Hashem, v'gam es Yisrael ha'yashaleach. L'chach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu echzulanu. Pirish b'shvil shneinu, b'shvili u'b'shvil Yisrael. It wasn't only because they're against Klal Yisrael, they're against me too. And he continues and he says, Shualim, Shualim ketanim, Pirish, Shualim heim hamalachim v'asarim. So he learns the Shualim are the kings and the officers. Shualim ketanim were Shar Ha'am, the rest of Mitzrayim. Why? And we learned about this in the Haggadah. Ki shneim asurayis l'Yisrael. Both the government and the people did ra to Klal Yisrael. K'may shekasa, v'yamas melech Mitzrayim, v'yanchu b'nei Yisrael min avoida. K'pirish, kasher haya melech Mitzrayim chai, haya melech levadei mishabed am Yisrael. The Gra says that when he was alive, Paroi, so he was mishabed Klal Yisrael. Avo k'shemeis melech Mitzrayim, oz v'yanchu b'nei Yisrael min avoida. But when he died, then all of a sudden everyone groaned. Once there was this vacuum, there was no ruler. It became a free-for-all. It wasn't until then, it was a very controlled, the government controlled, the Shibud. All of a sudden, there's no government anymore. Everybody started being Meshabed Klai, so everyone come take a year and be Meshabed him. So the Gra says, I already wrote in my Pirish in Megillas Esther, which is not in the Gra that we have in Megillas Esther, it's in a Ksav Yad, that some of the new ones bring it down. This is what Pari said. Atem tashlichem liyam, you'll throw them in the yam. Vehem kasher yikshu elai lemishbot aleichem ed chaysam v'oimer haviu edim. So this is another example. The first example of how they were both complicit is that first Pare did it, and then when he died, anyone did it. A second way that they worked together was Pare said, Kalabein ha'yila yo'ira tashlichu. He said everyone could go grab a Jewish boy, throw him into the yard. And then the Jews are going to come screaming to the court, to Pare, what are they doing? They're killing our kids. So Pare's going to push them off. You have Edim, two Edim, Pokasher Edim, all different ways. So they work together. So this is what we said. They were Mechablim Kramim Uchramein Usmada. This he learns like Rashi, Gedoylim and Ketanim, adults and children of Klal Yisrael. He just learns that we're talking about the government and the government and the people. The government and the people were Meshabit Klal Yisrael, and the government and the people also were complicit in killing the children. That's Mechablim Kramim, Hei Magdalim, Uchramenus Madar, Hei Maktanim. So that's how the Gaon learns this pasuk. Okay, we'll stop here for today.